And I will wait and keep on waiting. For the remaining days that I have, I will keep on waiting to see whether a few can come up whom I can take along with me on the path proper. So as I said, come next month. Think along properly. Come with a different mind and a different purpose and a strong determination to come along with me. I promise you I will not fail you, though you have all failed me so far. Any question on today's notes? You can ask me any question on today's notes. And let us speak when we are meeting next month. I always see some new faces coming for the first time, but then there will be no link for them. I request them to go through that little book, Educate Attention. So that what we talk would make a little more sense.
You mentioned that the distance between the 1, 2, 3, 8 diagram and 3, 2, 3, 3 diagram is that memory does not function in the latter two. And the extent of the memory facilitates communication with the intelligent mind of the brain. You also mentioned along with the mind, the brain, you also said including all the mind and brain. And I'm told you said there are billions of mind and brain inside the body. Not only in the head, but also within the body there are hundreds and thousands of mind and brain. So when memory is not functioning, how do they influence, how will this help influence the mind and brain? The reason why I'm asking this question is because I'm told, and this correct me if I'm wrong, that when a cell mutates and a new cell comes, because of the overstretch of the memory, memory becomes stronger than the nutrition process of each cell with its own intelligence. The new cell is bad in an old energy level, it is cancerous, it is the old part. Separating these two, memory, 3D, 3C, and the other, how does it have an impact on this minor thing?
Have you all heard? No. He said that I said that there is not only brain, but there are minor brains, and that each cell is intelligent and works like a brain. And when each cell mutates, if it is replaced by a new cell, more or less on the same lines as the old cell that is dead, if memory is taken away, how will this process continue? Am I right? You heard me now? Supposing, each of us is a cell. Each of us lives this little life, 50, 60, 70 years, dies, and is reborn in another life with the same memory. And we go on, we die again, you mutate, we are born again, and again continue. And I said that an average man in 100 lives makes progress by 1/4 inch, and that is a good progress. To prevent this, memory will is like gravity. Gravity means you are not allowed to rise. The higher you rise, the greater the fall. Memory has to pull you back. And gravity has to pull you back. Will you not like to come out of the clutch of this memory and of this gravity? If you want to remain within this clutch of memory and gravity, This is what will happen, what science says. And for a million years it will happen. And in a million years, you may be a little more erect. Your right arm may be a little longer than your left arm. Your thumb might come a little further down here. All this will happen. Do you want to come out of this terrible misery? If you want to get out of this terrible misery, of your own free will, of your own liking, then nature has provided you another way. And nature says, I will show you a way whereby you give up memory. If you give up memory, what is the compensation for memory? There must be some compensation for memory. If there is not enough compensation for the memory which you leave away, it's no use. And nature says, I will provide memory. My memory. Not your memory that you have accumulated. You have heard me? Nature will provide her memory. Absolutely fresh memory. If we are determined to get rid of our memory. And nature's memory is replaced in place of our memory. And then the process is of intuition and perception. We deal with nature's memory by the factors intuition and perception. If you want our memory, we have liberty to continue with our memory. Every cell having its memory, every minor brain having its memory, the major brain having its memory, we having our own memory pool, and we go on with that. We are not denied this. But if we firmly decide to give that away, throw that away, and nature providing her with her memory, which does not require our memory, which does not require our five organs and five senses, and so she provides us with what we call normally in our conversation the sixth sense. You have always heard of this. The sixth sense. Sixth sense is nothing else but accepting nature's memory and throwing away our own memory. Because as long as we will keep our memory, of course we will be able to progress. Every cell will be able to progress because of the memory. But the rate of progress will be microscopic and very slow. If you want a faster and direct progress, then let go your memory and accept nature's memory. To accept nature's memory, we need communication. This is what I was telling you. To accept nature's memory, we must have communication set up. If we set up our communications with nature and accept nature's memory, then we don't need our memory. We don't need our knowledge. We don't need our books, our college, and any other type of knowledge. We accept that that is not useful. We open our hearts and minds to nature's memory and proceed along intuition at first and later by perception. And for that, a few techniques are to be mastered to be able to communicate with nature. If you are not prepared to take that line, then we'll follow this original line where the brain, the minor brain, and the intelligence of each cell will proceed step by step. It is our choice whether we shall take that or not. And the diagrams 3B and 3C only tell you that if you accept nature's memory, this is what will happen to you. If you want to use your memory, here are the diagrams 1, 2, 3, 8. See, it is up to you. You have your free will to make the choice.
Would the harmony that is projected in the body, which has been meaning, knowledge is the media and ideology of the body, would that help with the demolishment of making the memory?
And heard? It says that we have given great importance to three-step rhythmic breathing. when we do three-step rhythmic breathing, our two lungs, which contain millions of small holes, as I call it, where oxygen comes in, where blood goes of the entire body and the exchange takes place. And then fresh blood goes over the whole body and comes back. This circulation takes place twice a minute. He says that if you continue with three-step rhythmic breathing, will not the rhythm of the breath influence every cell of blood that comes to the lungs and therefore take over the rhythm of the breath? Am I correct?
And will this rhythm change the quality
and
of memory?
If they take up this rhythm, will in the long run, will every cell change? That is one of the reasons why we do three-step rhythmic breathing. Because the shortest cut in life on this path is by educating every cell of the blood in the lung to give up the conflict inside itself and to pick up the rhythm. That is why three-step rhythmic breathing is so important. That is why I asked you, can any one of you place your hand on your heart and say, yes, I am doing three-step rhythmic breathing for so many hours? I don't think anyone can say that. You see? And that is why I say that I am disappointed. I wanted most of the hands to go up and say, yeah, I am doing for so many hours. You see? Because that is the first step. That is the first step to get this memory and replace it by nature's memory. To replace conflict in every cell by rhythm. That is the first step. After taking up this first step, we add a few more steps like refining exercises. That means in June and July I talked to you about obstacles, granthis in our body-brain system. If they are removed, the whole thing becomes easier. Then we talked about upgrading of awareness techniques. If you do that, you are aware on more than one plane, on more than one place. Today, you are aware where you are sitting and the few persons around you. First, you are not even aware of that because your mind is elsewhere. And therefore, the quality of your awareness is so fragile that if I do, your awareness will go away. That is why the techniques of upgrading of awareness is to be added. And when you do these things, three-step rhythmic breathing, refining exercises, upgrading exercises, you must go with all the intent to establish communication. You get my point? And accept nature's memory. Today, we take a piece of paper, write out, not today, yesterday. Today we type it out, you see, on a piece of paper, our thoughts. Then we put it in an envelope stand and post it. Today, whole document are faxed from here to America in no time. Which system do you want to follow? The system of old memory or the system of nature's memory? It's your choice again, I'm telling you. It's your choice. But after making a choice, the intent and the application must be white hot. 15,000 million centigrade. That must be the heat put in. And you can trade your memory with nature's memory and will not be the loser. You will gain in every way. It is up to you to make the decision. It is up to you to keep up the decision. It is up to you to come within my choice. It's all yours. It's up to you. But the moment you go home, put on your TV and said, oh God, I have a headache. I heard him for more than an hour. I don't know what he was saying. Can I get a cup of tea and forget all about it? See, that is also your choice. I will not be hurt. I assure you I won't be hurt. That will be your choice. But we will not meet again in our next life. I can assure you that. Any other question?
Sir, is that the relevant to this one? That one time you accept that during Sharada, during Sharada period,
yeah,
something good should not be done.
Something?
Good. Is it relevant?
Did you hear? Anything new, it is an accepted thought that if you want to start anything new, don't start in the Shraddha period. Accepting that to be true, it is for material things. Even if it is true for material things. And if you are exchanging nature's memory for yours, it is not material. So even the Shraddha will not affect it. it's a good question, but it is not material. If it was material, starting a new business or getting your son engaged, no, think over.
Why?
Because it's material. And in that period, they say that the spirits of the gone people come here again with all the dejection, disappointment, and say, look at this, my son, my son-in-law, but how they're enjoying, and here I am, here, dissatisfied and all these things. Well, these are theories. I don't believe.
But they also think that they're enjoying.
No, because they've done no yoga. They cannot see. You see?
There are no spirits.
These spirits are nothing but astral bodies of the departed. What other spirit do you mean by spirit? The soul? The soul never wanders.
The astral body?
The astral body of the departed. You see? That lasts for some time. But we are not going into spiritualism. The knowledge of the astral body.
Sometimes
30 years, 40 years. But that is again a theory. Let us put it aside. We are concerned with facts. And the fact of life is, you can barter your memory with nature's memory. This is a fact of nature. Put aside 100 million theories and pick up this one fact. That I want to barter my memory with nature's memory. And for that, I will take these steps voluntarily, but religiously, with all the intent and force at my command. That is your free will, your choice to do. As I said, if you don't do it, I'm not hurt. Go home, have a cup of tea and forget. Any other question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superimposing harmony on the conflicting itself, one is also gathering harmony and conflict by the very process of living, which has become habitual to us. And one, even when I do these steps of being living, trying to impose in each step a condition of harmony, I am gathering more conflict also at the same time. There is a two kinds of flow. One is dirty water coming in and one is dirty water flowing out.
Have you heard? The memory that is deep down within me and my three-step rhythmic breathing, I am trying to impose the rhythm on the conflict that it has got. By my natural way of living, that conflict will keep on coming. And the dirty water will mix with another dirty water, or dirty water will mix with clean water, and clean water will become dirty water. What is the hope? It's a very good question. If you stop at three-step rhythmic breathing for 5 minutes a day, or half an hour a day, yes. Yes. if you are intent on going hour after hour after hour of this three-step rhythmic breathing, all the dirty water of the universe can be replaced by clean water. You heard me? But then, as I said, it calls for intensive practice. And God willing, with the help of few friends like doctor, I am in search of a gadget that you can wear here on your wrist, which every 10 minutes will remind you whether you are doing three-step rhythmic breathing. So that every 10 minutes you say, no, no. That you will do. And you might be given the hint 6 times in an hour and for hours together. So, 100 times a day if you are reminded, you might breathe more or three-step rhythmic breathing. And God willing, if that goes too, I would like to give you that very simple gadget so that you can wear on your wrist and every 10 minutes it will go on telling you, hey, come on, you have forgotten all about three steps. So that way it will be easier for you. Otherwise what happens? With all your sincerity, see, during the day, your mind is occupied on various functions and the newly set up function of three-step rhythmic breathing is not easily remembered. And so, the old method of breathing starts again. I don't blame you for that. Because there is no one to remind you, hey, you are sleeping. If somebody were to say that, you will keep awake. You see? So far I have not been able to give you that kind of help. So that I can, hey, come on with your free step. But one day I hope to give you that gadget and remind you every 10 minutes. After that it will be your fault totally. Today I share the fault. Any other question?
You are telling, sir, that you take the call for 1 or 2 days
continuous. There is danger of contamination. You may be contaminated in some manner and you may not like it. I said you may be contaminated in some manner and you would not like it. And doctor says, give explanation, I don't understand. I may contaminate you in not sleeping. You will hardly sleep for hours. You may not eat for 2 days. You see? You may not read the things you are reading. You may not hear the things you are hearing. You may not do the things you are doing. And suddenly you will find that, oh, what has happened to me? I am totally like a fish out of water. So beware of contamination. If you want to come for a longer period near me, then maybe contaminate. In Gita, Krishna says, O Arjuna, that which looks like honey in the beginning is in the long run poison. But that which tastes like poison in the beginning, O Arjuna, in the long run it is honey. So that contamination may be honey, may be poison, I don't know. You can take your choice. But don't decide in a hurry. You might regret later. Any more questions? What is the date next month?
29th and
31st. The last Thursday is 29th?
24th and 31st.
29th is Thursday,
No, no, this is all good.
But you changed the calendar, my friend. What is October?
31st.
29 and 31st.
Thirty-first
is a Thursday, but the following Saturday would be in the next month.
Yeah.
So you take 24th and 26th. 24th of October, 26th of October. And day after tomorrow, we may proceed with fourth phase. So out of the 60-65 people, day after tomorrow, I may count 17, 18, 19, something like that. But now mine do come for the phase exercises, day after tomorrow. And we will enter the fourth phase. Okay? Good luck.